Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. We are live from Publix at Town Brookhaven. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. I swear they are baking the bread for the pub subs right now.
Dude.
Oh, my goodness.
So smells so good.
It smells amazing.
Not to go off on a quick tangent, but when I was at Alabama, across the street was a bread factory, and every day at practice I would smell this exact smell. And if the wind was blowing the right way, I'd be like, dear God, I cannot wait to go get a sandwich. That's exactly what it smelled like.
Mm-hmm. Cool story.
This hour is brought to you by Zero Res.
Pot calling the kettle black.
Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Bottom line, it smells amazing.
It really does. I'm hungry for a pub sub now. Can I get a pub sub, please?
I'm just going to tell you, you've opened up a can of worms for yourself, because the next time... I'm going to come off the top rope.
It was. You know, can I tell you something?
It wasn't, go ahead.
It wasn't that you told a story. It's you did what I do. You go, I don't want to go off on a tangent here. Took
me 5 seconds.
I just started laughing. I looked at Allie immediately, started laughing. It was funny.
Well, here are your headlines, what you need to know before you head out this morning. The Hawks are back in action tonight in Orlando to take on the Magic. Pre-game is at 6:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is at 7. Chargers dominated the Vikings last night, 37-10 on Thursday Night Football. Game 1 of the World Series starts tonight between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. First pitch is set for 8 o'clock. There is a lot of fallout from the NBA gambling scandal, a lot more to learn, but a former NBA player, Damon Jones, was also arrested. Charges are that he allegedly disclosed privileged injury information about a prominent basketball player to facilitate illegal sports betting. Allegedly, that's LeBron James. I feel like this thing has so many different legs and branches. We are still going to be learning minute by minute what is happening.
I thought it was curious. He said non-publicated information was one of the terms used in it. Non-publicated. So in other words, things that aren't reported, secrets being get at you yeah. Letting out. It's kind of crazy.
There's going to be a lot of legalese and all the things that are coming out, because there's a 4-year FBI investigation that's been going on behind the scenes. It is a Falcons Friday. Falcons take on the Dolphins this weekend at the Benz. Pre-game show starts at 11 on Sunday right here on 92.9 The Game with Mike and Bo. Kickoff is 1. And look, the Falcons are home this weekend. So message, I want this to come across loud and clear. Get there early. We need you there at the Benz. Plan your trip down there. Get to Marta very early. But I am curious, since we're playing at home, do we have advantages here?
Yeah, we definitely do. And I think that, Allie, you bring up something that I've been kind of passionate about going into this weekend. And Bo and I actually touched on this a little bit in the pregame, and it's kind of come back to fruition after watching them play last week, because I wondered if playing outdoors was something that this team struggles with. And it's not necessarily outdoors, but when you go back and look at Michael Penix's home and road splits, let me just read these numbers off for you guys in terms of the way he plays at home as opposed to the way he plays away. So if you get Michael Penix away from home, here's what we've got: a 67 quarterback rating, a 54% completion rate, and 159 passing yards per game in 5 career road starts. Michael Penix at home, 95 quarterback rating, 65% completion rate, and 231 passing yards per game and 6 career starts at home. It's immense, the splits between home and road, when you look at his starts, not only this year, but bleeding back into last year. He obviously, and for the most part, this happens. Quarterbacks are more comfortable in a dome, passing attack more comfortable in a dome. But when you look all the way up and down some of the splits of this entire team, it's been a lot different. Minnesota, he obviously played decently well, but not great, and that was indoors as well. I think there's a lot to be said about bringing him back inside, being at home, and letting him be more comfortable in this offense.
Yeah, I go back to the game against Washington last year where he was really good, especially straight. That was a road game. That was his first road start, if I'm not mistaken, and he was really good. Very good, but he also was inaccurate at times, and he missed passes. You know, we always go back to the play at the end of the first half, right, and where he misses Drake in that game. And then you go to the end of the second half where everybody's timeout or no timeout, and Rob blew it, and he didn't blow it. Reality was they don't do the timeout, but if Penix is a little bit more accurate, he hits Mooney in field goal range, a well-makeable for – whatever that guy's name was that I can't remember that missed it at the end of the game anyways. So I think there is some truth to that. I just thought that I thought he played good in Minnesota. I didn't think I thought that was a game where the passing yardage was low purely based on the defense you were seeing and the success of the run game, which is one of the things. But that said, he was really bad in Carolina, and he wasn't great last week. Pressure caused a lot of that last week. So, you know, the team as a whole has not played as well offensively. And it does start with the trench play, and then it carries over to Penix. But you're coming back home. I was seeing something, Mike, and I'm curious what you think about it, where people were trying to basically make it a thing about, well, he's only good against zone coverage. And he's not as good against man coverage. But, you know, I think what you're not taking into account is a lot of times when teams are playing man, it's because of what? Because they're sending pressure.
Well,
And I think a lot of times that is played into it. Look, there's no doubt right now, early in this quarterback's career, when we run the football, he's going to play better. And when we don't run the football as much as we want to run on early downs and we don't have success there, now I feel like it's almost a thing where he's pressing a little bit because he's trying to get that yardage back.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said about that. You know, I think when you, like I said, when you look at the splits, an indoor-outdoor thing, because you brought up at Minnesota, obviously that's going to be an indoor venue and he's going to feel more comfortable in that. And I think that is something you got to shake loose of. I honestly feel the same way about Tua Tagovailoa in a lot of ways. When you look at them playing in gusty conditions against Cleveland last week, it's like you were never going to – and the whole thing was made, even when they were good a couple of years ago, you remember they were like playoff bound, and it was like, can he actually win an outdoor football game if they're not hosting it in Miami? And I just think there's so many conversations to go along with that Michael Penix has to grow into it. But I do look at him against man coverage and think that he's much more hesitant to unleash the ball against man coverage than he is in zone. To me, he's diagnosing zone at a much higher clip. But you remember, we went into the game plan last week. San Francisco was only running man coverage 15% of the time.
And they upped it.
They upped it. They did a couple of different things, and he did look puzzled and hesitant. And you mentioned it. Even when he's rolling out, he looked hesitant to either throw it or pull it down and run it. It was like he was, you know, just having trouble making decisions very quickly.
Well, and that's part – first off, I want to get to the outdoor thing real quick. I thought that's why we signed Michael Penix, was because of how well he did in a workout outdoors in the wind and the rain because of arm strength. I don't think that – and this guy played his career outdoors, his entire college career. whether it was Indiana or in Seattle for University of Washington, in the element.
Yeah.
So I don't believe that he can't get it done in an outdoor stadium. As far as the hesitancy, we did talk about this. I absolutely was like, cut the freaking ball loose or get upfield and get a few yards, because you're not a guy that can't do that. I know that there's athleticism. No, he's not Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. And I don't need him to be that. But I think he can do everything that Joe Burrow can do outside of the pocket and moving. I think he can do all of that. I don't know where the hesitancy is. I know he wants to protect the football, and I appreciate that a lot. But a lot of that stuff that we're talking about, maybe I'm wrong. You tell me. We can ask Arch, too. Maybe he'll tell me I'm wrong. He loves telling me I'm wrong. Like, is that underneath stuff that he just hasn't grown into as much yet? Because this is a guy that if you go back and watch a lot of his highlights, most of it was there. His deep ball is his calling card, so to speak, right?
Yeah, he can drop it in the bucket.
So maybe that's an issue where he's still getting used to the tight coverage of man, but he sure as hell don't have a problem throwing it to Drake London in tight coverage.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yeah, here's what I'll say, though. I think that most of Drake London's stuff does come against zone. We don't really have – for all the weapons that we have offensively, we don't really have guys that beat man that well. We don't have, like – and I know these are the best receivers in the game, but I'm talking about, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown, guys like that that you know that you can put out against man coverage. And I think that that's exactly what we were talking about with the red zone earlier.
I think Drake can. Well, I just don't know if we give him the opportunity.
Let me finish, because I think the directional split, like Drake just is so savvy in terms of the way he can sit down and the relationship he has with Michael Penix. And he had the same relationship with Kirk Cousins. But I just think when it comes to those tighter areas where they are hugged up on you and not letting you get a release, he's got to kind of body the ball. And I think he's really good at that. But I also think that when you do see man coverage, Michael Penix, it gets a little more fuzzy because they are hugged up on guys like that, and they're not getting as much separation as you would see in zone.
Well, and then that's – and so that is what I'm – that's what I'm leading to with what I was saying right there at the end was like, hey, is that as much of a conversation? Dude, put me up to bat. Put me up to bat. I don't care if it's man – like, if you see him hugged up, I am the best 50-50 ball guy in the league.
Right.
Put me up to bat. Because he doesn't have a problem putting him to the bat. Because some of those zone situations, even though they are zone and he has found that soft spot, he's fitting it in a window. Think about that throw to Kyle Pitts in the end zone last year against Washington. Mm. That is as tight a coverage as you're going to get.
Yeah, I agree with that one. He also had tight coverage on the Drake London throw that we celebrated a couple weeks ago to the inside shoulder right there on the goal line. I think that the thing is, and how many times have we talked about Drake London playing the power slot? I think he's much more comfortable putting Drake up to bat when Drake's on the outside. The back shoulder throws, the ability to go up on the, you know, on the sideline and go up and get the ball. I think that's when Drake looks at him and goes, put me up. But when he's in that power slot and he's going across the middle, Michael Penix just has not completed balls across the middle. He just hasn't. And I don't know if that's, you know, by design with Zach Robinson, whatever else it is, but he's throwing outside the numbers 10 out of 10 times right now.
Look, I think 9 games in, 9 starts into his career, there could be absolutely some hesitancy to make those throws, because He's trying to win football games. He's trying to protect the ball. I know he's got six interceptions. He's trying to protect the football. I understand that. But in order to have growth as an offense and as a player, he's going to have to turn it loose. I do agree with you on that. We're not disagreeing here. We're just saying different things. We're just coming at different sides. But there's no disagreement here. He's got to step up and let loose of that football, well, whether he plays this week or not.
We haven't even broached the topic that Michael Penix has been limited at practice the last couple days with that bone bruise he's been dealing with. Of course, we want to ask Arch about that. He'll be joining us at 8:20 today. But if you want to get your Thanksgiving week started with some golf for a great cause, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing is coming up on Monday, November 24th at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Now is your chance to sign up. You can do that at 929thegame.com and click the events link, but do it now because the foursomes are going quickly. It's the third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic benefiting Pets for Vets. Coming up, we're going to zoom out. I was waiting. Coming up, we're going to zoom out a little bit, see what else is going on around the NFL next with the Morning Shift live from Publix at Town Brookhaven on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.